Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Let your light shine upon us in these words this morning. That the words that I would speak would be your words, that they would be life-giving, that they would be building and encouraging so that we can go forth and be that city on the hill, be the light of the world that you have called us to be, that you have made us to be through your wonderful words. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Christ is risen. I know it's no longer the Easter season. Last Sunday was the final seventh Sunday of Easter, but that truth continues on even today. And so we continue that wonderful message that Christ died, he rose. We talked about last week, he ascended on high. He sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. And today he sends the Holy Spirit, that wonderful gift. I think it was last week in the readings, we heard how Jesus even says, it's good for him to go away so that he could send another, the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. He tells the disciples to go to Jerusalem, to sit there, to wait until the Holy Spirit is poured out upon them in great power, and then they are to be his witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Today we celebrate that wonderful message that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the church back then, but is still poured out upon us today, on you, on me, on all of us. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, an exciting thing that the Holy Spirit is at work. Just because the Holy Spirit was poured out on Pentecost, does that mean he wasn't around? He was kind of locked up in heaven until that day? No, not at all. He's always been here. He's been active. We can go back to the creation story and hear that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters. We can go to Mount Sinai and the Holy Spirit descending on the 70 elders and they begin to prophesy. Even King David in the Psalms cries out, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." The Holy Spirit is active. Just like Jesus. We can find Jesus in the Old Testament as well. We can see him as the angel of the Lord. One of the visitors that comes to Abraham. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are in the fiery furnace and there's the fourth person, the angel of the Lord is believed to be the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ standing right there. But it is in the incarnation that the fullness of his work comes about. And that's the Holy Spirit as well. Now the Holy Spirit is being blown into the church and the fullness of his work is going forward. It's an amazing and a wonderful thing. I guess before we get to the work of the Holy Spirit, let's just take a second and say, who is the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit is God. He is equal to the Father and the Son, co-majestic, co-eternal, always there. He is a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. I know sometimes you kind of think that it's the Force, you know, Star Wars kind of stuff, but no, he is a person. And I haven't heard this much, but I heard this last week as I was preparing. And I think it's just an amazing thing to say. The Holy Spirit loves you. I mean, we hear Jesus loves us. And maybe we even think about the Father loving you. But to think that the person of the Holy Spirit loves you. What's his work? It's all about your salvation. Your eternal life. That's what he's doing. That's where he is at work. Jesus sums up his kind of work in John in a quick sentence. That when he is sent, he will convict the world according to judgment or sin, according to righteousness, and according to judgment. And I know when I hear the word convict, I think of the legal system, and it's usually not a good thing. But here it's more of a teaching. He's going to teach you about sin. He's going to teach you about righteousness. He's going to teach you about the judgment. He is revealing what the world is and how it is. when it comes to sin, his role is to show you that you are a sinner. I mean, it's simple, but it's so true. We need to know it. That I fall short. That I don't live up to the ways of God. And so he's there reminding us about the Word of God, telling us that we fall short. And when he convicts us according to sin, he can then convict us according to righteousness. Righteousness that comes apart from us. Not within us, but from somewhere else. And that righteousness comes from the work of Jesus Christ. That he is the one who is active in our lives. He is the one who is justifying us, making us whole. You know, it's that courtroom scene when we deserve to be pronounced guilty and locked away, if not even on death row. He says, I will take it for them, and he can go free. That she is not guilty. And so we are convicted towards righteousness and then convicted towards judgment. That the prince of this world that we heard about in the reading today has been judged. That he has been defeated on the cross. That he is no longer in control, but Christ is in control, seated on the throne. And while it might not look like that right now, there is coming a day when he will be locked away forever. It's a wonderful thing. The Holy Spirit works through the gospel message. He works through the Word. I'm so glad we had a wonderful example today. You know, in school, you could listen at a lecture and get all your notes and not truly understand it, but then when you had that lab or you had that kind of hands-on time, it all clicked. Well, we had that today. In a baptism, the Holy Spirit was at work connecting the wonderful words, the wonderful gospel to Lane. That he was made holy through those words as the Holy Spirit impresses upon his ears and upon his heart the message of life. It happened to you as well. In the words of the absolution, that the Holy Spirit was working in you to show you that your sins truly are removed. We'll have another minute or another example in just a minute. As we come before this table, the Holy Spirit showing you that this is bread and wine, yes, but it is the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that gives us forgiveness and guarantees us eternal life. Today, the Holy Spirit connected what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to a beautiful baby boy. And I know it's hard to picture Lane or any child as a sinner, but that is God's word. But for me, I know I make mistakes all the time. And I would think that you would admit that as well in your life. And when the Holy Spirit is at work, you are holy. You want to know what his work is? Just hear his name. Holy. The Holy Spirit's job is to make you holy. And that is what he does. And so even, you know, next November, All Saints Day, yes, it's about those who have died and have gone to be with Jesus, but it's about you because in the Holy Spirit, you are holy. You are as holy as Christ is because he is at work in you. And so when you go before Christ, the judge, at the end, there will be nothing to be judged because of the holiness that has been imparted to you by the gospel. And what a wonderful gift. Not only does he connect that word to us, he gives us the faith to believe it. For we are saved by grace through faith. This is not of ourselves, but a gift of God. So Lane was given those words today, added to him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that is allowing Lane, even as a baby, to grab hold of those wonderful words. Just as all of us has done as well. We have grabbed a hold of the promises of God because of the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And this work This holiness is complete. As I've said many times, I love tetelestai, Jesus on the cross, it is finished. Well, here it is finished as well. But the Holy Spirit continues to work. There is that side of his work, but then there's also that sanctification side, that ongoing work where the Holy Spirit is in us and dwelling in us, fighting against our flesh so that we will go out and do good works. If it's up to me, I'm going to think about me and myself. My family probably second, and y'all would be down the list as a pastor. But the Holy Spirit works in us, so it's not about me, it's about others. I don't like to sacrifice. I don't like to suffer, to be persecuted, but along with the Holy Spirit working in me, we are moved, we are transformed, so that we can do the good works that God has prepared for us from the beginning. How awesome is that? How amazing is the Holy Spirit in our lives? We are a Pentecost church. But it's not just a remembrance celebration. It's not just look back at that event and say, wow, that was good. We continue in it today. Because the Holy Spirit still is at work. There are people in the world around us that God misses the most, that he wants to bring in. And how does he do it? Through the same way, through his word being proclaimed. I remember in Sunday school and hearing the Pentecost story and always kind of getting stuck on the events. Oh, there was that great wind that shook the house, and there were little flames of fire on the heads of the apostles, and it was cool. But actually, when you study it and you actually look at the original language, the Greek, it kind of just pushes that all aside. Because the word that St. Luke uses for wind, because that's usually, it's the wind blowing, the Holy Spirit blowing on the people, is not the word that he uses for Holy Spirit. Everywhere else, it's pneuma. You might, if you know pneumatic tools, wind, air, but here he uses a totally different word. And I think that's on purpose, because it's not just about a wind, a blowing fire. It's about the words. Where do we see the Holy Spirit on that day? As Peter and the other apostles get up and begin to preach. And so that is why we today can continue the wonderful message of Pentecost. Maybe we don't have flames of fire on our heads, and maybe we don't speak in other languages. But we continue to preach the message that we are his disciples, are his witnesses here in St. Peter, Minnesota, the United States, and to the ends of the world. I pray that we follow in the footsteps of our Savior, in the footsteps of the apostles who proclaim this life-giving message. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day to look back, yes, but to understand what you have done for us, that through the sending of the Holy Spirit, we are made holy. Yes, we are still sinners. And yes, the Holy Spirit is still moving us to good works, but in you, we are saints right now. And so praise the Holy Spirit, praise Jesus for his work on the cross. Lord, give us confidence to proclaim this. Allow the Holy Spirit to well up in us so that we speak the words that you have given to us, words of life. We pray this all in Jesus' name.